Welcome to episode 197 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show is sponsored by Adventure Required, ethically sourced knitwear for outdoors folk. Their line of hand-knitted hats are crafted by female Quechan artisans in the Andes Mountains of Peru. The hats are made from 100% baby alpaca wool, giving you the softest wearable fabric, perfect for keeping you warm during the cold winter months. The company gives women in Peru a chance to help their families by supplying them with work that pays a living wage. These women are incredibly gifted, and their talents can be seen in each and every hat that is sold by Adventure Required. To receive a 20% discount today, simply visit their website at adventurerequired.net/shop using the code TAP2015, that's TAP2015, at the checkout. So, here we are, 2016. I hope you all had a great Christmas and that the year has got off to a great start. For me, things have started somewhat on the back foot, thanks to a combination of picking up a bug and the continuation of various non-work-related matters to deal with. So, please accept my apologies for the delay in bringing you this first show of the new year. Now, they say that often, a change is as good as a rest, and in this week's show, I'm gathering my thoughts whilst taking a walk down by the water. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 197. It's just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I am down by the water, I'm sure you can hear. Now, the reason I'm down by the water, I don't have any of my photography gear with me, I'm not here to do any testing. I am here, excuse me, there's your first clue. I am here quite simply just to get out and about, to get some fresh air. This time of the year is always a funny time. For a lot of photographers, it's a quieter period. It depends on the area of your industry, really. But for a lot of people, it's a quieter time. It's an opportunity to plan. It's an opportunity to think about the weeks ahead. It's also an opportunity to have a bit of a declutter. Now, whether that's getting rid of old kit that you don't use, or getting rid of office bits and pieces, or all that sort of thing. If you have listened to the podcast in the last few weeks, and when I say the last few weeks, I mean the last few episodes, you will know that the build-up to Christmas, and if you followed me on sort of Twitter and what have you, you'll know that the time just after Christmas, all of this has been a little bit hectic. Nothing really so much, unfortunately, excuse me, to do with work. On a personal level, there's been all sorts of stuff going on, which has kept me away from work. And actually, as you can probably tell, I have got a bit of a bug. The whole of the family has got a bit of a bug. And, you know, that does impact on everything. Now, to get to the point of this recording then, this week's show, and please excuse me for coughing if I do rather a lot. When times are quieter, it does give you the opportunity to do all that stuff that I mentioned, the catching up, the decluttering and what have you. But what frustrates me is that very often you, or I, shall we say, put aside the time to do these things which, during the course of the you know, day-to-day workings of the week, you either make the time or things slip, or you don't, you know, you can't maybe necessarily give as much time over to as what you might like. So I'd been all set this week. And as I record this, it is a Wednesday. I'd been all set to crack on with you know, seeing in the new year and getting podcasts together and planning and thinking about video, because I mentioned before I'm wanting to do more video stuff for you guys and all this sort of thing. And through poor health and then a few other bits and bobs that have happened along the way, it just hasn't happened. So what I find is perhaps the best thing to do is, like today, for example, I had to stay at base for most of the, well, all of the morning, actually, through to the early part of the afternoon, which then, because people were delayed, that sort of dragged on a bit, which meant I couldn't get out and about and do much. So I just caught up on going through a few emails, some Twitter stuff and what have you. And I then decided that, do you know what? I'm just sat here with these four walls around me, and it's making me feel really, it's making me feel really quite, not so well. I wasn't getting fed up, but it's just, I wasn't feeling inspired to do much. And the thing that really frustrates me is when you've got, you know, for example, the new year, you're all set to make a start and to push things on and all the rest of it. And stuff happens, and I just get so frustrated when it almost takes the wind out of your sails. And a bit like this week also, I was about to look into the whole nutrition and training side of things again, review that and see my goals and what I want to do, a different sort of workout and start that from this week. And, you know, it's just when you're coughing and spluttering and all the rest of it and headaches and all the rest of it, I just thought that's not going to happen. So it has been a really, really frustrating time. However, you can't let these things overwhelm you. And it's often easier said than done. So so for me, today and this week, it is not perfect. It's not ideal. I have certain commitments which I've had to put on hold and what have you. But the next best thing to actually, you know, pushing on with things is just to say, do you know what? This isn't working. I'm going to get out there and have a change of scenery and see what I can achieve. And do you know, I mean, how far am I into this recording? Do you know what? Just almost 6 minutes now. I've walked a short way from where the car is parked up, and I'll explain a little bit, bit sort of the location where I am. I'll tell you where the location is that I am at the moment. I'm walking through boggy ground here, and I haven't got any walking boots on. Let me see if I can get over this bit. So the, you know, just within the space of these last few minutes, and within a matter of meters from the car, I am already feeling as though my head is more clear, both in a physical sense, this, whatever this is, sort of head cold or whatever, you know, that's alleviated a bit. But I'm already thinking, do you know what? My immediate surroundings are making me feel better. And this is one of the great things about the outdoors. Now, like I said, I'm not here to shoot pictures. I'm actually down, as you know, right down on the south coast is where I'm based, here in the UK. And as I stand here, I am in one of the little inlet areas on the south coast. And if you know sort of this, you know, the main points of interest in terms of water on the south coast of the UK, is certainly from a historical point of view, is you've got Portsmouth and you've got Southampton. Where I am is a smaller area, just sort of somewhere roughly in between the two. So I'm getting this, not a buzz exactly, but I'm kind of starting to feel more refreshed. And you might be thinking by this point, A, what the hell are you talking about? And B, why is this relevant to your work or photography or what have you? Well, if you haven't worked it out by now, the simple answer is I'm trying to get back on track. Because I'm one of these people who, whilst I am positive And whilst I do feel that I am well equipped to deal with whatever's thrown at me and all that sort of thing, there are times where you just think, oh, do you know what? All I want to do is get on with stuff. Or, you know, sometimes you could be waiting to hear back from someone and they don't get back to you, and it puts stuff out of sync or something like that. So all this is just me trying to get back on track. Now, in the last couple of episodes, sort of going up sort of before Christmas, I talked a little bit about kit. I talked a little bit about what you guys might be wanting for Christmas, the sort of things that would be on my list. And so I won't go over those again, but if you want to have a listen to my thoughts on that, I'll put links in the show notes. But the thing that's, and I've just taken a little track that goes a little bit more inland here. One of the things that I have found recently where I've had to kind of fight against this frustration of not being able to get the ball rolling as soon as I've wanted, I find often I turn to research, I turn to books, I turn to YouTube. And one of the people that I have sort of stumbled across more recently, in fact, I was aware of his stuff in the last year or two, but never really followed up on the one video that I watched. There's a guy called Casey Neistat, and again, I'll put a link to his YouTube channel in the show notes. He is a filmmaker, a vlogger, he does a daily vlog. You know, he works in tech over in, he's based out of New York, and you know, his approach is very much sort of go get 'em. It's very cool. It's very, you know, just this fact that you have to just keep on doing it. And he's kind of sort of, I suppose you might say, sort of culturally relevant. But what is clear is that he loves what he does. And I've never spoken to the guy. I've never asked him a question. I'm purely guessing here that when he has times that he is feeling that he's got something of a sort of a stumbling block, I'm sure he has his own ways to motivate himself and move things forward and all the rest of it. So the whole sort of tech side of this, the whole tech side of, oh, excuse me a second, I've just got a stray dog come in here. Oh, no, I think he's on his way back to his owners, that's good. So, this is a bit of a a ramble, I suppose, this time around, and purely for the reason that I had it planned that I was going to make some recordings for the podcast in the last couple of weeks, which would tie in with certain things. And unfortunately, because of not being able to get out the house or just being tied up with having to do other odds and ends, I just wasn't able to do that. And that frustrates me, but you know, you have to look at the positives and you have to think, okay, so what do we do? So I thought, what I'll do, because I'm very conscious that, you know, and I've said this many times, The Active Photographer is a podcast that deals with my, you know, behind the scenes, being a photographer and all the stuff that I get up to. There will be weeks, and this goes right back to what I was saying right from the start, there will be weeks where I don't have much on, or should we say, I don't have much that is exciting. For example, I might not be going off doing a shoot, I may not be up a hillside, I might just have a day or a series of days where I'm just in my office thrashing through ideas for articles or collaborations or thinking about the business of getting new clients for the photography and all this sort of thing. So I thought, I don't want, rather than just not give you guys a podcast for, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I thought, I'm going to get out side to save my sanity and to give you something to be going with. Now, I do have... excuse me. I do still have these ideas which I want to bring you, that I want to talk about. Those, hopefully, what I would like to think is that... get these next few days out of the way, because I've got commitments. But then, scratch it clean, start afresh. Next week, I will be able to start bringing you some of these ideas and talk through, you know, how what I'm up to the start of the year. You know, it's, as I record this, we're already coming to sort of halfway through January. So, no time like the present. And you can't let the weeks slip through, you know. So I have got stuff in reserve that I just wasn't able to put together for you sooner. So let me just follow this track here. One of the things I love about this area of the UK is that, and it's kind of a strange kind of relationship between the outdoors and the south here. Like now, it's the light is starting to go. It's quite still. I was thinking it was going to be pretty windy. but if you just stop and listen, it's lovely and peaceful. Now, in the outdoors industry, there's a lot of talk about, you know, outdoors and expeditions and trips and getting outside. A lot of it is to do with going up into the Peak District, the lakes, the Snowdonia, the Cairngorms, all this sort of thing. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against that. It's brilliant. I mean, that's quite a distance from me. But there's so much down this way that if I am looking for inspiration, like today, I haven't even got... haven't even got a notepad with me, haven't got my computer. If I have this sort of a block, I can just come down to the water's edge or go through a woodland. You've heard me many times recording stuff whilst in a woodland. And it is enough that it just kind of inspires me. I mean, you know, the light is just starting to go, the temperature is dropping a little bit. You know, we're already looking at sort of 2 degrees first thing in the morning, this morning. You know, it's winter time. One of the other things that I had been planning to do in the build-up to Christmas was do some wild camping. And because there are a number of features that I want to write and some locations I want to check out for photography and all this sort of thing. And one reason or another, like I say, that didn't happen. Now, I have also got an outstanding delivery that I'm waiting on for a rucksack and a tent, which I'm really looking forward to trying out. That's for the test review. You will see a picture of that and mentions of that on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just as soon as it's delivered. It's a little bit delayed. I think there's a bit of a mix-up with the delivery timings or something, and then that kind of... that kind of fell in between the Christmas breaks and no one was in the office. And so, yeah, I'm still waiting on that. But, you know, I just like walking down here, the look in front of me, there's like this avenue, there's sort of trees and what have you. The light is breaking through and I'm not going to take a picture, but it's just now I can think to myself, right, this can make a good location. I'm immediately thinking of things like trail running, sort of people that like their cross-country running, if I want to set up a shoot or if I want to, you know, I've now got ideas just in this last few seconds since talking about it. I've got ideas for possible features and things to approach. So, you know, although things haven't gone to plan this last few weeks, my mind is still racing, and that is where the frustration comes, because, you know, you have all these ideas and you just want to act on them, and I'm not an impatient person, I think, generally, at least I hope not, but I do want, yeah, if I've got this idea, I want to see how I can follow it through and forward things and all the rest of it. Now, I said about it being a quieter time of the year. That is not to say that I don't have any work. I have various things that are in the balance and that are in the diary. So, for example, one of the outdoor magazines, I've already got a handful of commissions for them that I'm just about to start working on. I put together, just before Christmas, I was in talks with a marketing company for a potential very big job that will last through the whole of the next 12 months. So I put in a proposal for that, so I'm waiting to hear from there. So there's all this stuff which is still all this stuff is still bubbling away in the background. But does it necessarily make it any easier when you want to get on with things and one thing or another gets in your way? That is the challenge. So I'm just going to take a slightly different route here, and the sun is really starting to go now. Where I'm walking is lovely, and maybe I might try to do a little video here during the year. I don't know if you can hear this. Here we go, look. Can you hear the water? It's really lovely. The water is lapping up by my feet, and as you walk around the shore here, this is one of my favourite routes. You can actually walk along the coast, go to one of the local pubs, have your lunch, and as you walk back, the water can be lapping up by your feet. It's just such a... It's just, you know, people often talk about being down by the water, being very relaxing. And for me, like I say, to get that inspiration, it's not that I'm thinking, oh, I want to do a shoot in the water. It's just... There is something, you know, I always feel very centred, very grounded when I go into woodland. That's my thing. But I can really see what people are getting at when they talk about the water. I mean, it's a lot of dog walkers here and, you know, but I'm still not switched off. You know, I'm saying how is water. There's a dog walker there. I've just thought about that avenue of trees. There are, and that, you know, just thinking about a dog walker, there is a piece that I've been meaning to follow up with a guy to see about whether we can do this piece about this particular dog that he's got. Now, it'll be a written feature, but it is very much to do with extreme outdoors activity. I'll say no more, because hopefully if I can make it happen, I will talk to you a bit more about it in due course. But, you know, this is what I love about what I'm able to do, is that out of that initial frustration this morning and this afternoon, excuse me, and the weeks leading up to this, out of my frustration, I've ended up here and I've now got ideas. And I appreciate that this is not so much to do directly with photography on this occasion, but if you are a new listener, welcome. This is what I do sometimes. If you're an existing listener, you will know that there are many, many, many episodes which are specifically to do with photography, and then there are those which are slightly more general, which just tie in with various activities of what I do. But I think, you know, the balance, I think, is right. If you don't think it is, then please let me know. I always appreciate the feedback. But, you know, my work as a photographer has really, certainly over this last... Well, I'll give you a prime example. It's a friend of mine who's a photographer. And his work has gone off in a particular direction, very kind of big brand corporate kind of sort of stuff. in the last sort of year or so. Now, he and I, for many years, were doing almost identical work, actually. And he's pushed the bigger business sort of stuff. And that, excuse me, that's just not me. So he's really happy with that. And, you know, I'm really happy with the way that things have, through my own decision making and my own choices, things have taken me further into the outdoors world to allow me to have the freedom to do the sort of thing that I do. Now, I'm going to be talking with him in a couple of days' time. We're going to have a bit of a brainstorming session because, as I said before, with it being a quieter time, he was saying to me he's got, about a week or so's time, he's got a shoot lined up and then he hasn't hardly got anything else on. Now, I don't really worry too much about that. I don't worry for him because he's work always seems to come his way, and he's very good at making it happen. It's not pure luck. Bear with me a second. It's just some people walking by. Afternoon. Hi there. So getting back to the point, he said to me, we chatted on the phone a couple of days ago when we were trying to see if we've got time to get together, have some lunch and just, you know, have a chat. He was saying to me that, just talking about the previous year, and he's saying, do you know what, when I think about what you were up to, say, 18 months ago, he says, you know, how things have really moved on and what have you. And I, you know, you get so caught in the moment, you don't really realise necessarily yourself. And the same is exactly true for him, you know, but in a different direction. And he's really happy with the way it's taking him. But it's quite interesting, you know, to be in that position. But, you know, again, he's in the world of sort of bigger business and he still has quiet times. And the great thing with photography or being a photographer, whatever your industry, you can always sympathise. You can always be there for your fellow photographers to offer advice or just offer, you know, just be there to be someone to sound off at. You know, share some ideas or share some frustrations. There are times when I've phoned him up. I said, look, I just got to talk to you because this guy's really annoyed me. And am I being completely silly about this? And yeah, and he just set me straight and vice versa, you know. But it's very interesting. Yeah, it makes life less boring because you get to talk to different people that have different disciplines and different areas that they work in. But would I want to be doing the sort of the higher level stuff that he is? It's certainly not that I'm not capable. In fact, I still have a handful of higher level corporate clients, which I still do work for each year because I like them. I'm happy to do it. The money, let's be honest, the money is good. But I got to the point where, and I've probably spoken about this before, I was just getting frustrated with the mentality of a certain area of business photography, should we say. I'm not going to dwell on this today because it's sort of off topic, but it's those sort of experiences that sort of shape your work, your career. And my friend was absolutely right. When I look back at 18 months ago, I made a very conscious decision to turn away from certain work that I had been doing for for many years. In fact, further than 18 months ago. so, you know, like I say, a bit of a waffly random one this week. I hope everyone's had a lovely Christmas and New Year. I hope the year has got off to a great start for you. You know, stuff happens. You can't always predict what's around the corner. You can only try to get get systems in place to ensure that you're as happy with your work as you can be. Now, there are articles and probably podcasts and, I don't know, maybe the odd video here and there where I will be talking about this subject of, you know, a lot of you, this time of the year, it'll be like a new break. You might have chucked in your work at the end, your job at the end of last year, or be looking to do that at the end of this month, or something like that. You know, if you've got any questions about that sort of thing, then do let me know, because I'm happy to answer questions. In fact, the Q&A 500 feature that's on the Active Photographer website, excuse me, I'm going to be, in fact, I'm in the process of writing another one of those for you, which should be coming live in the next week or so. For those that don't know, the Q&A 500, if you have a question about being a photographer, or kits, or tech to do with photography, or activities that I do, anything like that, if you send me a tweet or an email or what have you, and ask me, what I'll do is I will write a quick post on the Active Photographer website in 500 words, no more, no less, and it will be just absolutely to the point. There won't be all the waffle. And people have, you know, the feedback has been really good. People have said they really, really like those features. So long as you guys like all that stuff, I'm going to carry on doing it, just the same with the podcast. So I think that's just about enough for today. Thank you for bearing with me. Like I say, it's been interesting times over the last few weeks, the last month or so. Everything has been a little bit up in the air. I've not really had any routine. I've not been able to keep to a routine for, yeah, from 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas. So, you know, I'm pleased that I've sort of can finally see, hopefully, that, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, as it were. We're kind of, you know, where I can start to think about, you know, there were camping trips that I was due to do, which I'm now revisiting, thinking about, you know. But all that will be coming to you in the fullness of time. So I think that will do for today. So thanks for listening. And for now, I will leave it there. As I said, all being well, I should be right back on track for next week's episode. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care. Have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon. Thanks again to this week's sponsor, Adventure Required, producers of ethically sourced knitwear for outdoors folk. To receive a 20% discount today, don't forget to visit their website at adventurerequired.net/shop using the code TAP2015, that's TAP2015, at the checkout.